Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Marty McTague and his family have had a burden for many years to reach people from Tibet, and they're doing that along with many people from all over the world in Toronto, Canada. And he shares some wonderful news with us. He tells a story. He said to a gentleman, "If you died today, do you know for sure that you'd go to heaven?" Now, I was speaking to a man who has been attending our church for a few months. Many visitors to our church need us to be patient in asking this piercing question, as they're very reluctant to be vulnerable to a stranger. Now, this man had been attending with his aging mother. She's 94 and he's in his late 50s. And he shocked me when he replied to my question with a firm, "Absolutely." Well, he then went on to explain that he had grown up going to a Protestant church as a child. So he knew somewhat about Jesus. He believed in God and the Bible. But when I asked him when he had actually trusted Christ as his Savior, he replied, "It has been within the last few months of attending here at Sparrow Baptist Church." And he plans on following the Lord in believers' baptism. Boy, that's wonderful news, isn't it? And then Brother McTague says a girl of 7 or 8 years old has been attending our church fairly regularly since she was born. She's grown up in my wife's nursery and Sunday school class for all these years. And again, we're very patient in teaching children the gospel, and we do not rush them into a decision. And we have faithfully prayed for all of the children in our ministry to accept Christ. But sadly, many times their parents stop bringing them to church before they can make that decision. Well, while the little girl's mom stopped attending with her about a year ago, her grandmother has faithfully striven to bring her. When the upcoming baptism was announced, she came to us to tell us that she had recently accepted Christ with her grandmother at home. And she gave a clear testimony of salvation. And we are so excited to see our first child at our church, besides our own, accept Christ. And she's preparing to be baptized. Please pray for these two people that have been mentioned already, and pray that God would bless their decision to follow Christ in baptism. Well, one older lady has been in personal discipleship with a faithful church member. She was originally from a former Soviet bloc country. She grew up in communism without God in her life, and she later immigrated to Canada. Years later, her search for Christ brought her to our church, where she trusted Christ as her Savior. And she has since been baptized and faithfully attends the church. She recently completed our personal discipleship course. Thank the Lord for His grace on her life. The above-mentioned man and another young man are also working their way through this discipleship program. Let me just add here that that's what we missionaries do. We share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you can know you're on your way to heaven because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary in our place, and if we trust Him, He will save us. But that's only the beginning. From that point, we begin to disciple and to teach, and that's through personal discipleship as well as Sunday school and other activities in the church and all the preaching. Would you pray for the McTagues as they labor there in Toronto? Their life and ministry requires the use of two vehicles, and their second vehicle's in need of being replaced, so pray with them about that. And again, I thank the Lord for these faithful missionaries who have a heart to reach the people of the world. Pray for Sparrow Baptist Church there in Toronto.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.